Blog Talk Radio.
Kid definitely was a friend of mine, and I'm so blessed because that music back in the day, man, I was just a young teenager, and this music had such an amazing impact on me as a child. Isn't that kind of crazy, huh? It's so crazy, and so that's why we love it, right? Because it's something about it. something about good music, I believe, and the music was really good, had meaning behind it, and it was and I also think that, you know, life was simpler, you know, when I was a child. I didn't have to pay bills and stuff. I just had to go to school and do my chores at home. Y'all remember doing those chores? Those guys had to put the trash out all the time. I didn't like that part. But anyway, guys, so happy Throwback Thursday here on Soul Art Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and I hope you guys all have had a great week so far. We are in the Christmas season. So, man, oh, man, what is going on? What is going on? Hello, Astrid. How are you, sweetheart? Thank you for trying to help me all day with these with this music stuff. I appreciate you very much, and now you're still up posting. I know you get up so early, so we appreciate you for as long as we can have you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And I want to give a shout out to Greg for an amazing, absolutely amazing flyer. Good gracious, this guy, he just gets better with time. It's unbelievable. So I talked to Tony Astrid. I forgot to tell you. So Tony is going to be coming on to the show. We're just going back and forth. We're going to lock a date in, but he's ready to come on to the show and do an interview with us. Very talented brother from out of the UK. And so can't wait to do that. So we're trying to set a date right now, and I'll keep you guys posted. So we want to throw it back, right? We want to just go back and just chill, relax, and just reminisce a little bit together here on Soul Art Records Radio. This is your boy Wardell Potts Jr. Don Fleming is in a plane on his way to California, so fly on, my brother. Enjoy your vacation, as you are so deserving of it. And to all my other friends around the world, God bless you guys. Whatever you do, this is the day before we kick off the Solar Weekend. So let's just go down memory lane together and be blessed. All right, guys? All right, so here we go. Let's kick it off with the Temptations, since they were playing in the background.
You're running from, there's no hiding place.
You can't run, you can't hide, you can't run, you can't
love
hide.
Has problems, I know, but they're problems we'll just have to face. Oh yeah, if you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind. You're gonna walk and gonna bend. Something that can be done.
Don't
in your faith in love because of what he's done. So if you just put your hand in mine, we're gonna leave all our troubles behind. Keep on walking, gonna bend.
Don't
forget about the past.
Nothing
can around.
If I could say what's on my mind, you would know how much I love you. If I could say what's on my mind,
somewhere. It was something happened somewhere. I don't know. It's just not the same. It is not the same. Do you hear the difference? Man, oh man, I'm not going to keep talking about it. I'm going to just play the music that actually makes the statement in itself. Here we go with the Spinners from 1972 on Solar Records Radio.
explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
Only
you guys, I'm so in love with old school. And I'm stone in love with it. So, and that's my homeboys out of Philadelphia, the Stylistics. I had to do a back-to-back with them because that beautiful falsetto is absolutely amazing and hypnotic. And it just makes you relax, you know, and it's beautiful. I mean, I love beauty. I love it when it's good, you know, beautiful people, beautiful art, beautiful women, beautiful. And you don't have to be physically beautiful. If you could be beautiful on the inside, that is beautiful, you see. And so it's beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So some may think you're beautiful and some may not. And so it's just there's somebody for everybody, right? There's something for everyone as well. And so I just pray that we just remember that we could love and love freely and enjoy it and be loved by whoever is meant for us. If the worst thing you can do is just jump into something because you're desperate to be loved. And when I heard a friend of mine, not even a friend, but an associate and a caller on one of the shows that I was in, she sounded so sad and it broke my heart because all she wanted was to be loved. She wanted to be loved. And, you know, and she's not. You know, but sometimes what happens is that we jump into any kind of relationship to try to fulfill that void, which is very scary. We can't do that. We just can't do that because it is destructive, and it will throw you off, and you will miss out on the one you're supposed to be with because you jumped in with someone else that was not worthy of you, you know? So just be patient and wait on the one that you're supposed to be with. Sometimes when we're by ourselves, it's because we need to be by ourselves, because we need to work on us and make sure that we're better, make sure that we, you know, are good enough for the kind of person that we want, you know? And so, It is. It's really important, guys. It's really important. So anyway, I just love love. Love is beautiful. It's a wonderful place to be, but you got to be patient. I waited 10 years to get with someone else. You know, 10 years. I wasn't counting. I just, after I felt her, I then went back and started counting. But in the process, I remember saying, and it's, I think this is what made it so much easier for me. What made it so much easier for me was to say, if it's not your will, so be it. If you don't, if God, because I'm dependent on you. And so if you, you know, what I'm asking for is too much and you know, you're not going to provide that for me, then so be it. I'm good with it. And when you're good with your situation, you normally can function better in it. But it's when you're frustrated in your situation, it causes you to do things or say things and make mistakes and maybe just jump into something else because you're so uncomfortable. So try to get comfortable in the storm before you make a decision. I know it's hard to get comfortable in the storm because you're miserable, you're unhappy, everybody else seems to be happy, people going home to their mates, and you're just, oh. But you know what? You have to first learn to love yourself. Be happy with you and comfortable with you in your own space. And then, you know, maybe God will send you that amazing person that will fill the void. I think I see something here from one of you guys. Yes, if you rush into a relationship to fill a void, you're actually cheating. Okay, I can you guys hear me now? Okay, it says, I'll read that again. If you're rushed, okay, Oh, okay, there you go. Okay, so it says, if you are rushed into a relationship to fill a void, you are actually creating a void, not filling it. And so you have to really, really be careful because of, you know, your position, and you're so uncomfortable that you just jump at anything. And you got to be careful jumping into it. That void, it can feel dark and it can feel sad and lonely and can make you just cringe and be uncomfortable. But you have to know that this is a time for you. This is the time for you to better, you know, to better yourself so you can prepare yourself for the one that you want. Because maybe you need some work. Maybe you could be the issue like I was. I was an issue, and it took me quite a while, I guess, 10 years, for God to mold me into being the man that my wife would want to be with. And I was in church the whole time. You know, I was in church the whole time. And it wasn't about going to chase after God. Ultimately, that's what I ended up doing. But I was going to be around people who treated me well and appeared to care about me and was able to sit down and talk to me about my issues. So it's also important that you have people, that you surround yourself around people that you trust and you feel good with, that it can be a blessing to you, especially in the storm, you know. And so I'm really good. I'm okay here. I'm very happy. And before I knew it, once, you know, I got to that point, I found someone. So anyway, so when I hear these great love songs by all these amazing artists, it makes my heart fill with joy. I want to be loved. I want to love someone. And it just feels so good. But you know what? Wanting it and just going to get it is two different things. We got to wait on it. We got to wait when the time is right. So many people, I have friends that are just been sitting back for years. And no man, she's just sitting back for years because she's just waiting. It will happen when it's supposed to happen. Mr. Right will come, you know. And so when it happens, it happens. And that's the way, I mean, your mindset is so important in anything. And by the way, I wanted to say thanks to my friends all around the world who was really chiming in about my mom. You guys are so beautiful and supporting her as she was going through her surgery and stuff. And so thank you. As you know, she had an amazing mindset as well. She was like, I'm ready to do this. Let's go. And I was like, what? But she was ready, you know, and she wasn't anything. And so the doctor said the surgery went great. Everything was fine. She's good to go. And so, praise God, you know, she gets to get out early. So I'm very grateful. I want to give a shout out to Daryl. What's up, Daryl? I'm not sure what country you're in, my friend, but much love to you. You may be here in the United States. One of my executive producers is sharing that you're here in the house. So much love to you and any of our friends around the world. That, you know, maybe listen for this first time. Much love to you guys. God bless you for tuning in. Daryl White's in the house. My brother, there you go. Well, Darnell White, that's it, Darnell. So I had an interview with you, my friend, and you are the uncle of Chucky Booker. And that was a great interview because you played a flute. Yes, it's all coming back slowly but surely. You know how it is when we get up in our age, right? Darnell, I mean, man, oh, man. So it's all coming back. And, man, that music that you did was awesome, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the interview that we had with you, because your music is just woo, right on time. So I will continue to keep your legacy alive over here. And much love to you and your family. Give Chucky our love, and have a wonderful and safe holidays, and keep your mask on. I'm always keep that. I went to Austin, Texas yesterday to the convention center to see my son with his new business up there. He has a store up there near where this day had all of them were hanging out. All these people, all these different stores are in there selling to vendors, you know, their product and stuff. And so he said, you guys need to get a 95 N95 mask, right? I'm like, what's this? I got a mask. What's that? So then we stopped to get an N95 or a 95 N, whatever. And so I put this mask on. I was so miserable. It was so hard, and I couldn't breathe. And I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. So I see why some people don't like the masks, especially if they're wearing some that don't feel so good. And so you really need to try to find a good one that's comfortable for you, because the most important thing is that, you know, you're safe and you're healthy. And so, but at the same time, you want to be comfortable. Much love to you guys. And I want to also say hello, Darnell from Astrid, as she is the one that is blowing my ears up right now. So much love from Astrid, man. And thank you again for coming on and being a blessing to us here, Solar Records Radio. And so, you know, there's nothing like when you talk about old school and you talk about throwback and all that kind of stuff, you stuff from, you know, Solo, I've been playing stuff from Philly International and stuff. So I think I need to get to Motown, man, with Barry White, Barry Gordy and Smokey Robinson put together for us and really bless the world. They really bless the world with their music. So I'm going to play a mix of this stuff. So just kick back 30 minutes straight of just some amazing music. We love you and we appreciate you here on Solar Records Radio. God bless you guys and be blessed. And let's enjoy this music together here.
Today, the story we've been waiting for, the story of the record company that has put Detroit on the map all over the world.
Bye. want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
get it on. Sugar, let's get it on.
Come on.
hanging out with me on Throwback Thursday, and this is your boy Wardell Potts Jr., and this is a Motown mix. Here we go.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Want. And I tell you guys, it got this music, man, is just so amazing, right? This the music that the thing that happens to us as we listen to the music, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to just chill and enjoy some good music and reminisce, you know, go back down memory lane. And I enjoy it because when I go back down memory lane, I realize how far I've come. Right, so it's really good. It's really good for my soul. It's good, and I love it. So that's why I'm here doing this on Soul Art Radio. I hope you guys are enjoying the music and hanging, having a good time hanging out with me. I'm gonna bring it up to date a little bit because I took you guys way back. But that's what I love. That's what I love. I love the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I love all that stuff, and so. We're going to move it up just a little bit, here on Soul Art Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts. You know, I miss this brother right here. I'm going to dedicate this to some of my friends who lost their father, and I have too. So here we go on Soul Art Records Radio. I hope this thing looks okay. Yeah, come on, baby. You're going to do what I need you to do. I'm in charge here. You know, the computer wants to fight back sometimes. You got to say, hold on. All right, guys. Anyway, wait. Tomorrow, we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records here tomorrow on Soul Art Records Radio. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about what Dynasty just did. Okay, that's my group. We just dropped a new song, a new single. And it is actually, I'm hearing it play in places. I'm going, whoa. All right, so we just dropped it for the pre-orders and people are playing it. It is being played on radio stations. And I'm like, go. There you go. So, guys, thank you so much. I want to thank you guys so much for just loving us and loving the music that we have been blessed to create. And I just want to thank all my partners in this venture, starting with Linda Carrier, Nydra Beard, Ricky Smith, Kevin Spencer, the late Richard Randolph, and myself, Wardell Potts Jr. We were the ones that put this version of Dynasty together. And it was just a blessing and just a blessing to be able to do it. And so I want to give also homage and much love to our late brother, Mr. William Shelby, who is gone. At Solar Records. So tomorrow we're going to be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, and we will talk about Dynasty's new record. We now have on the line my co-host, Mr. Don Fleming. I thought you were in the air. I told him you were in the air flying away.
Oh, that's Tuesday.
Oh.
That's Tuesday.
I'm a day.
No, I had an inspection earlier. I had an inspection today, but I'm at home now. I made it home to be here hanging out with you.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice, and thank you for that. It's unexpected because I just knew you were flying the friendly skies of United.
That's funny.
But you are here, so what a blessing it is. Hey, man. So are you in the switchboard as well, or are you just on the mic?
I just got on the switchboard, so I'm good.
So listen, you know, I've been playing, 50s, 60s, 70s music. And so I just said I gotta bring it up to date a little bit, guys. And so I'm getting up to your stuff, to the stuff that you really enjoy, what you grew up listening to. So you know what? You should just take over and play what you love, and it's just what you love, you know. And that's where we are right now. So I was just getting ready to hit some after seven. You know. See your people.
you want to do something 90s?
Yeah, 70. I mean 80s, 90s, whatever you want. It's you here now. I get to stand up and get away from the mic for 2 seconds and stretch out and let Don Fleming do his thing. But I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm not going nowhere. I'll be right here with you.
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead. I love this group. Of course, you know this group. I know this group. This is Midnight Star. Of course, you guys know the song. The name of the song is called Curious. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming. Wardell, let's do this, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's roll. You got it.
What I do is I try to make you dance, you know. When you hear this, that I try to make you go to the dance floor. And you know, this is my girl Missy. Say something like, come on.
I'ma stay closer to your side than a beeper. You don't have to worry about me, and you won't miss me like one either. B-U-F-F-D-A-D-D-Y. You be making hits like the old factory. And I hit you with the E. Hit you with the E. This is how I get down. I with Ronnie, Bobby, Johnny, Ricky, and Molly.
Sipping Persuette, so you don't even have to worry yet.
I know that
Oh,
I had to hook that up. I had to hook that up for you, Wardell. That is a classic. That whole block, I had to dedicate that one for you because you hooked the brother up. You had gave me the pole position to do this whole block, so I dedicated this block to you. That was music from Yarbrough and Peoples, 1984. That was music from them. The name of the song is called Wrapped Around Your Finger. Before that, I had to hook up a little New Edition, 1996, from their Home Again album. Of course, the remix to You Don't Have to Worry, and of course, started off the whole block, 1984 classic for Midnight Star, Curious, little Solar Family, little Solar Records family thing. Yeah, I had to hook that up for you too. So, man, what did you think about that block, man?
I loved it. It's like I said, man. You do stuff. You play stuff that. That just really, the quality of the music is so good. It's like you know how to bring the 90s into the 80s. It's a smooth transition, and it just feels like it's just, you know, it feels good. And it's far away from that mechanical music. I don't like the mechanical music, so I'm glad that you're playing stuff that still have musicians in it.
You know, I do nothing. I can't do anything less, you know. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying my taste are my taste, man. And the people who love the show and give me a lot of, you know, great feedback. And, you know, I do this, as corny as this sounds, I do this for them too. I do this for all you guys who support the show and continue to support the show. And again, want to thank everybody for supporting the show. You can do that by going to, if you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. Also, you can go to the website, solarrecordsradio.com, or you can go to wardellpottsjr.com. You want to get some cool merchandise. You want to donate to the show, you can do that also. And also, we have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, and all one big word, all one big lumpy word. Shout out to, again, I want to send a shout out to Ms. Julia up in Michigan. She's been an avid listener. She's donated to the show, so I want to send her an extra shout out and everything. So we love you, sweetie. So thank you for all of what you do and supporting the show.
Julianne's in the house. That's my girl. Much love, Julian. And that was very nice of you. So anyway, yeah, we are excited. I'm talking to a DJ overseas right now about, calling in and hanging out with us. And tonight, you know, we always have our we've been doing this for a while now with Goldie Mac. And Don, you call it the three-peat? What do you call it, Don?
What, his show?
No, us three different shows on Throwback Thursday.
Oh, it's
a triple threat.
I don't even know. I said only you get one show, not only you get two shows, but you get three shows.
It's a triple threat. Right. And so what we're going to do is we're going to keep Goldie's legacy alive and for as long as we can. So tonight we're going to have the triple threat. So after Don's show tonight, we will have Goldie's show. And allow his friends to just get closure and to hear his voice, and listen to his vibe and get to enjoy him. He had a great fan base. They really supported him, and so we want to make sure that we do right by them as well. So we will be doing it. I just posted it on his page, so his friends will see it and so they'll tune in and I'll talk to you about it, about what show later if you want to look into the archives with me.
No problem.
All right. All right. So
we got about another, 26 minutes left of the show. Of course, Wardell, go ahead. You have the floor.
I'm just thinking, what am I going to play now? I could start this set off, I guess, but I love the music that you're playing. And so,
you know what?
I
want to be. Can I be greedy? I be greedy? I'll do the next two songs, and you'll do the last. You'll do the last song in this block.
Okay, I'm gonna do the last song. Y'all know it's gonna be a slow song. I'm gonna.
You know what? This could be a slow jam block. You want to do a slow jam block? I'll do the first two, and you go ahead and close us out on that block.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Here we go.
You
the
know
love
what?
Zone. The love zone.
The, oh, we're doing the love zone. Okay.
Well, we only got 25 but, minutes left. Let's love them out. Let's love them to death for 25 minutes.
You know
let's
what? It's only fair. I'm going to start this block off with a classic from the late, great DJ Rogers from the It's Good to Be Alive album, 1976. This is called Say You Love Me. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio.
Awesome.
Say I'm the one your eyes see. Tell me you need me deep down inside like I need you. You see I need you to see me through. I wanna hear you say, darling, 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 I love you. Through the rain and through the cold, together we will never grow old. Sometime the going will get a little tough, and I must admit living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
been together so long.
So long.
It's hard to think about someone new. The love I have is so strong.
So strong.
And I wanna give it all to you.
Oh.
But I wanna know.
Just one night. You see? And he get it all confused. He's not saying he only wants you one night. He said if he can just hold you for only one night, it would change his life and how blessed he would be. And so, but it's so weird that how many girls get that wrong. Man. It is so good. That's such a great song. Luther Vandross, y'all. With that great voice and if only for one night. And so, Don, you can go ahead and share your Love Zone songs.
Man, wow. Can't top that Luther, though, but you know what? I tried. Before that, I had to hook up a little Rude Boys from 1991, a beautiful slow jam from my high school days, Are You Lonely For Me? And, of course, started off the block from the It's Good to Be Alive album, the late, great DJ Rogers from 1976, Say You Love Me. And, man, that was a block right there. We got 9 minutes left of the show. Again, we're going to wrap it up, but we can't get out of here without talking a little bit about just the vibe of that block. Hopefully it did something to the listeners. Hopefully it made you feel some type of soothing way, you know. I loved it. When you put on that loop, I said, okay, it's over.
That's
I'm
over.
Just going to pop. It's over. know, nothing against DJ or the Rude Boys, man. Of course, those were slow jams, of all slow jams, but you gotta put in some Luther. Definitely gotta put in some Luther.
Yeah, I used to get a lot of requests for Luther from the ladies, so that was and the fellas. So. Because he just had that tone, that way of getting you to relax. And it was very romantic. He was always super romantic with his songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I remember watching a lot of celebrities sitting out in the audience listening to him sing. And you could just see him moving their heads around like, oh, my God, this man knows how to deliver the goods. And he did it so well. You know, and when another star is loving on you like that, you know you're doing something right.
There you go.
Dionne Warwick could fall over backwards listening to him. Just like, oh my God, listen to him. I mean, all of them, Patti LaBelle. I mean, those ladies, these great singers, people that can really sing, just go like, what is going on? Aretha Franklin. I mean, you know, and the one thing
Sam
about...
Sam Cooke.
Oh, you know, I didn't know Sam was a fan of Luther's, but I know this.
Well, no, I was just talking about the singer. No, Sam Cooke had passed way before.
Oh,
I was just talking about some great singers.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And so the thing about Luther Aretha Franklin is they are very unique in how they sing. Luther learned from Aretha that Aretha would run upwards where everyone else is running down. So they were like, oh. But Aretha ran upwards, up to where they ran. And so Luther said, I'm going to do that. That is not easy. So he started doing that too. He learned from her. And that's why, when you hear him do that, the people just start screaming because, like, oh, my God, that is so out there to be able to run up like that. And so, but most singers run down. And that is something to check out.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. So Don's going to close it out. We got 5 minutes left in the show. And we just want to say thank you guys so much for being a blessing and loving us and tuning in and hanging out with us. Much love to all our friends around the world. Thanks, Greg and Astra, for helping us out here. From behind the scenes, we appreciate you guys much. God bless you. And we look forward to tomorrow with Solar, where we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records.
All right. And make sure you guys tune in again. Make sure you guys tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will have Throwback Thursday night with yours truly and Wardell Potts Jr.
Greg said, please don't run up or down, Wardell.
Dear God.
He's so mean. He's so mean. Don't run up or down, just run out. Just run out.
Wow. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
He's just jealous. He's just jealous. That's all. He's jealous of my boys. All right, Don. So it's on you, Maestro.
Well, hey, no problem. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and we're gonna close it out, man. I got a special song that a good closeout song, you know, if that's okay. I'm gonna close out, and then I guess this is kind of like, even though it's a closeout song for today's show, the afternoon drive of Throwback Thursday, maybe this is kind of the lead in to my show tonight. So you guys, again, tune in tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard, and check out my show. Yes. Anyway, closing out, a little fantasy, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah,
ooh,
we'll see you guys tonight, 8 p.m. Keep it locked right here. Good night. We'll see you tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm out. See you later.
We out. Later, guys.